Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
I'm going to get it going now.
Okay.
So we are recording, and I am getting levels.
Check, check, check. Hello.
Okay, give me a second. I can tell Julie where
I'm at. Snake. Slithery snake.
You look good.
All right.
You look good, baby.
We are ready.
Ready.
Oh, yeah. We are live from the lobby bar at the MGM Grand.
Lobby bar.
Hey, boys and girls, you're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. This is your co-host, Joel Braindead and Hungover Cheeseman.
And this is Chad, fueled by Maker's Mark Soash.
And on this week's show, Velocity goes full Velociraptor, Wells Fargo sucks, and TikTok for recruiters. Just shoot me now, God. Let's do this.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, though. TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh, my God. Really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
Oh, shit, dude. This is fucking crazy.
This may be the most uninspired show we'll ever do this year. We are so dead at the end of Unleash.
Oh, dude.
But for you, our listeners, we're going to record a goddamn weekly show.
We are here for you. And let me just tell you, kids, when you go back to live shows, I want to give you a little advice, okay? You're going to be excited as fuck, which means your battery is going to run down much quicker, right? So just know you should probably try to schedule a nap in there somewhere.
I've learned that conferences are a full contact sport. Like,
oh,
you have to be prepared physically and mentally for 2 to 3 days in Vegas for a recruitment conference.
Oh.
So You and I need to get back into conference shape because we are grossly under physique for this thing. What is going on? Breaking the news, folks.
Oh, good God. We just free drinks from Calm.
A vendor just bought us a round of drinks sitting next to us, enjoying the podcast.
Like a meditation app or, I mean, what is...
Wait. Here you go. We'll give you 2 minutes to tell us about Calm. How does that sound?
Yeah. I mean, that's, easily.
In return for the drinks, give us the elevator pitch on Calm.
Calm.
Ready? Go.
Thank you so much, Chad and Cheese, for this amazing opportunity. And I hope you enjoy your drinks that I just brought over for you.
You didn't get the cheap stuff, did you?
Sorry?
You didn't get the cheap stuff,
I got you what you asked me for, the Maker's Neat.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
So Calm for Business is this amazing offering that we have taken our consumer brand and built it into a business brand so employers can offer Calm to all their employees as a benefit to really help them be proactive about mental wellness and mental health. In the world that we're living in right now, tragedy and all sorts of awfulness everywhere that's impacting mental health and mental wellness of everyone in the workplace as well. And when you have people at work coming depressed, anxious, stressed, lacking proper sleep, that impacts productivity, that impacts business outcomes. So Calm is here to help employees and the world be proactive about their mental health and their mental resilience in the form of listening to meditations, listening to sleep stories, listening to calming music.
Is Kenny G on there? That's what I want to know.
Not yet, but maybe we can get him there.
Music. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Kenny G, right?
And I got to say, coming from me, who's never really been into meditation, I'm obsessed with Calm. I'm obsessed for it because I listen to the piano pop covers with my children at night. Oh my God, this is not a Kenny G commercial.
Come on. Where, Nina, where can we learn more about Calm?
You can learn more about Calm by visiting calm.com.
Ooh, calm.com.
calm.com.
I love the domain. I love the concept. And I'm smelling weed as she's giving that commercial. So I'm so relaxed right now. Calm, everybody. Thank you
Very
for the drinks.
Calm.
Thank you
that
for the drinks.
Awesome. Calm.com. That's right.
Much love here at Unleash.
So much love.
In Vegas.
And I feel much calmer because I got my Calm drink. That's my drink.
Oh. As I said, brain dead.
Brain dead. Yeah, hungover. No, I know. You're trying to steal my drink. That's what it was.
Should we get the shout outs or
Let's
do you have more to say about the conference?
Shout outs to Calm, for God's sakes. We got
shout outs to Calm,
drinks.
Everybody.
That's nice. That's
Calm
awesome.
Calm in Vegas. Good luck with that.
Okay. Shout out to Mark fucking Coleman. That dude and his team, good God. Kate and Vicky and Paige and, I mean, the list goes on, man. They work their asses off for a great fucking conference. So shout out
how tall is Mark Coleman?
Mark Coleman
he's
is
pushing 6'5", 6'8".
He's 7'2".
He's
I
an
think.
Adonis of the conference world. Good Lord. That
and
guy.
With that Irish accent?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That guy, I'm in love.
Sexy.
He's so dreamy.
Just
he's
sexy.
So dreamy.
God.
And who else is dreamy? I'm going to give a shout out to Matt Alder.
Oh, the British guy.
That British guy. You know what? We spent some quality time together. We connected across the pond. We went out for drinks. I had a Lafroig scotch.
What?
I ordered him a Blanton's Neat,
which
he loved. So we're conquering borders.
That is awesome.
We're making amends for that British guy label.
Love that
Matt
shit.
Alder, shout out to you, buddy. Shout out to you.
Shout out to my wife, who it's our birthday this weekend, right? You have to go back home because it's also your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
My birthday is tomorrow. Julie, usually my burn rate in Vegas is 3 days. We are here for 6. Shout out to Julie for, making sure that I know how to marathon this shit as opposed to sprint. Now, her, on the other hand, she's going to have issues.
Yeah, what was her bedtime the first night here? 3 a.m.
Yeah. She was at 3 a.m.
And for those keeping score, that's 6 a.m. on the East Coast, which was her bodily time zone at the time.
Fucking hilarious.
Shout out to Keith Sunderling.
Oh.
People will know him as the Commish. Shout out to him for coming out to Vegas, coming on stage with us, giving us some EEOC knowledge.
Love.
Rocking the house.
Love.
Bringing down the house.
Yes.
Keith Sunderling. Great human being, great EEOC commissioner.
Oh.
Shout out to Keith Sunderling.
Keith Sunderling. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah, I'm reaching for shout outs right now. My brain is not. Shout out to my brain for actually functioning at this point.
Shout out to Terry Baker and the kids at Panda Logic.
Oh, damn.
They pulled together an outstanding VIP event for an exclusive number of folks in the industry.
Yeah.
They pulled out all the stops with a skeleton key to the event with, get this, a Chad and Cheese keychain. It was unreal.
Never done before.
Leather. Only way to do it with us is leather.
Yes.
The leather binding. Okay.
Chaps.
But yeah, there is now a Chad and Cheese keychain. So shout out to the kids at Panda Logic. And shout out to Hire Easy as well.
Hire Easy. Not Hire Ease. Hire Easy.
Not Hire Ease.
There you go.
Not Hire As. Not Hire. Fans are taking pictures as we're doing the show. So
yeah,
excuse us
it.
If
yes.
there's a...
groupies. We got groupies.
Yeah. A pause in the action. So shout out to Hire Ease. Great dinner with some great friends.
Hire Easy.
Hire Easy.
Joel's brain is also...
Yeah.
Yes.
This is... Yeah, this is going to be a hell of an edit job for you, Chad. All right.
Oh, that's staying in.
And last but not least,
yes.
We got to mention it every week. We got free shit, Chad.
Yes, we do have free shit.
We got free shit. If you like T-shirts.
Free T-shirts, free beer, free whiskey.
You got to go to chadcheese.com, click on the free link. We got T-shirts from Emissary, beer from Pillar. And whiskey from our friends at Tex Colonel.
That's right.
What are you waiting for? ChadCheese.com free. And Chad already mentioned his birthday. Little known fact about us. Born the same year, one day apart. He's May 27th. I'm May 28th. Happy birthday to us. We're in Vegas. You'll still be in Vegas. I'll be back in Indy for the Indy 500 weekend.
Yes.
Happy birthday
awesome.
To us.
Happy birthday to us. Topics.
All right, we're going to do an Unleash roundup.
Woo!
To start this thing.
God damn.
I've got three things that I want to mention about
okay.
this show. Number one, and this has been talked about in every interview we did today, it's just good to be back. Human beings are social animals.
Yes.
The masks were off. The hugs were given. The hands were shaken.
Yes.
The elbows were rubbed. It was just great to get back and see people and interact. It was really, really nice.
One word, baby. Energy. So much energy. When you go to a conference, generally, you feel like a little bit of energy when you're coming into the conference hall. I think, you know, when we did 2019 and we did 20 shows, it was more like, oh, fuck, right? Man, we walked in. Joel threw his arms up like he just won fucking World
like,
Series
I'm
or some
home.
Shit.
I'm home.
I am
the
here.
The Expo Hall.
So
happy.
Excited, yes.
Next comment is, I believe Unleash is a serious up-and-comer in the conference space in the U.S.
No bullshit, yeah.
Anyone in Europe will know Unleash, but they're making a full-court press to make a big splash in the U.S., and I think that this show really catapulted them into one of those must-attend shows in the U.S. While others have kind of faded over the last couple years in COVID, these guys have survived. They're out for blood in the good old red, white, and blue country. And I think that's worth mentioning in my shout-outs.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm telling you right now, dude, we talked about it with Mark. Survival, baby. Survival of the
survival.
Fittest. They were a one-trick pony when we entered the pandemic. Events only. They have broadened up. They were actually just like everybody in the pandemic, warp speed in their roadmap.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, they are more than just an events company now.
Yep. And by the way, Jamie Leonard, take note. If you don't think a European conference can make it in the U.S., Unleash is an example. So I'm talking to you, Wreckfest.
Oh,
there's
outdoors.
There's a circus tent in America with your name on it.
Yeah.
To come to America.
Think of all the like the arena or like the outside venues and shit that you could do with Wreckfest. And again, we have two entirely different conferences, which is awesome. Unleash, incredibly immersive, indoors. Then you have Wreckfest, outside. It's a party, but my God, it is fucking exciting. I love those two shows.
Yep. And my last thing to note is,
yes,
dude, the Seth Rogen comparisons have got to stop. Additionally, the Jonah Hill comparisons have to stop. I can kind of stomach the Seth Rogen comparison, but to say that I look like Jonah Hill is just going too far.
There, I found a couple
pictures. You're spreading these lies. And much like the COVID virus, it's spreading and it needs to stop.
It is.
It needs to stop. And yeah. I'll end with that. But it's been a great week. Love you, Unleash. We'll be back. We'll see you in Paris in October.
Right there. Nina found it. Thank God for Calm.
We're doing Google image searches.
Thank God for Calm because they found the one that looks... Jonah Hill looks exactly like Joel.
But there's so many Jonah Hills. I mean, he's like a chameleon.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
Okay, that's the Joel.
At least
Jonah
Seth
Rogen
keeps it consistent.
All right, what's next?
All right, let's get to Velocity Global.
Oh, good God. $400 million.
The company announced that it raised $400 million in its Series B funding round. Increasing increasing the company's valuation sevenfold since the same time last year. Total raised is $500 million. Funds will be used to enhance customer experience and make further strategic investments in technology, sales, and marketing, as well as potential future acquisitions. The Denver, Colorado-based company, founded in 2014, counts more than 1,200 clients and 7,000 supported employees worldwide. It has more than 700 employees in 47 countries and plans to more than double the number of employees by the end of the year. Chad, Velocity has gone full Velociraptor. Your thoughts?
That is fucking crazy. $400 million on a Series B, right? I mean, you don't see that kind of cash spent on a B. I mean, usually...
Hello, remote.
Yes. I mean, so again, you take a look at remote.com. You take a look at all these different organizations that allow you as an employer to hire... easily throughout the world, not just hire, but also they work as pretty much your extension in those countries, right? So had some great conversations today. I think most of them actually talked about remote and how that is going to continue, whether companies like it or not. It's going to continue, and $400 million I think is fucking ridiculous, but I'm going to tell you right now, these guys can pull it off, I think.
Much like Prince sang in the 80s, it's a sign of the times, Chad. Things have gone a little bit off the rails. More pictures. How you doing? All right. So much love and so many fans. It's great. Look, this has turned into an arms race.
Yes.
Oyster, Deal, Remote, Velocity.
It's crazy.
How much money can go into this remote space? How much blood is going to be spilled for the ones that don't make it? How many players can you have? Traditionally, you have about three players. You have Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper.
You have one other of the, smaller
one
players.
Of, one of the
Fanta still exists.
Fanta still exists. But how much is too much, and
right.
how many? Who's going to survive? This is going to be a major talking point in the next year.
Yeah. Here's what I think. We're seeing companies like Remote, and then we also saw Rippling take a shit ton of cash. I think, again, my opinion, they are getting ready for that long, cold winter. As soon as this bubble bursts and valuations fucking drop, I mean, everything goes shit fucking crazy, they're going to have a war chest to get through it. So I only think that companies like Velocity, they're looking ahead saying, okay, we're going to need some capital to survive. This is it.
Yeah, look, last week we talked about RAD, Remote Automation and Diversity. I think automation is going to thrive in a downturn.
Oh, God, yes.
Companies are going to want to replace human beings. They're going to go automation. I think diversity is going to suffer in a downturn.
Yeah.
But remote, I had a hold on. And I think you're right. Survive the winter. Come out on the other side. Remote is not going away.
No.
It's going to be a thing. And
yes.
These companies have to build up their war chest to survive. So it's a hell of a lot of fun to talk about. Who's next? I don't know. Next week, there'll be another $500 million investment
God.
In one of these companies.
Woo!
Let's get to California Pay Transparency. I know you love this one, Chad.
I do.
California State Senate voted to pass what's been called the nation's most aggressive pay transparency measure on Tuesday. Moving forward, a bill that would require many businesses to post salary ranges in job ads as well as publicly report more data about how groups of employees are paid. With the move, California could become the third state and the seventh jurisdiction in the nation to require employers with at least 15 employees to publish pay ranges and job postings, giving applicants access to information before they lowball answers about salary expectations or waste time applying to underpaying shitty jobs. I know you love this. Go.
God damn. It's so fucking simple, people. And I know corporate America does not want to hear this, but the only way we legitimately get to pay equity is through transparency, right? And what's going to happen is the only way that that will happen is if government forces it. Federal government is way too busy doing other shit right now. This is not on their radar. State government, they're going to take this in stride. And they're not, California is not the first state to start to enact some of these measures, right? So I hope we will see more states start to roll into this, because what's going to happen is that if big states like California, New York, we're never going to get Texas because they don't give a fuck who gets
Florida,
paid.
Texas,
they don't give a fuck
standing.
Who gets paid what, right? Live in a fucking cardboard box, just come to work, right? But many states.
Binders full of women.
Yes,
what's going on?
Exactly. So at the end of the day, man, it's all about transparency, but forcing it, we have to force it. And I hate that government has to do this. I wish CEOs had the fucking balls to be able to do this themselves, but they do not. So they're going to get forced.
Yeah.
And here you go.
Bottom line, companies hiring in the U.S. have to get comfortable with pay information on their job postings.
Transparency, babe.
More and more states are going to fall in line, more and more cities, municipalities. And by the way, it's not just governments. You'll remember that Indeed basically said, put pay information on a job posting or we're going to make it up for you. We're going to guess what the salary is.
Oh,
So pay transparency is coming. It's already here for much of the vendors that you're using today.
Yeah, good call.
Just get comfortable with it. Just swallow the pill and get used to it, because that is the nature of the world today.
Well, and I got to say, this is the one thing that I align with Indeed on. Most of the shit, the fucking evil empire, I am not about this shit, but they're going to force the measure. And if you want to use Indeed, which most companies feel like they have to, you are going to have to put up with this. So you might as well, again, like you said, swallow the fucking pill, Neo, and get into the goddamn matrix.
Yeah. Additionally, if you want to be on Google for jobs, if you have a salary range, you're going to get better rankings in Google. Just get used to this. It's the new normal. We'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills.
Drink some whiskey.
Drink of water so I get my voice back. Maybe. Hold tight.
Human resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent. Build great teams and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com.
So, Chad, I read this and I thought it was a story from The Onion. I but it's a legit story. This is from the New York Times.
Okay.
The New York Times reported Wells Fargo,
yes,
popular bank.
You might have heard of them.
The Wells Fargo employees held fake interviews with diverse candidates in order to boost diversity numbers. Seven current and former employees, including one former executive, told the Times that they were instructed to interview women and people of color for roles that had already been filled. I know your blood is boiling. Go.
How is Wells Fargo even still in existence after the DEI bullshit that, I mean, they've been trying to fuck over people for decades, and we have fucking proof, right? It continues. It continues. So to be able to say Wells Fargo is a bad player in the game, it's easy, right? They're sweeping the leg every fucking time they get a chance.
Yes, Cobra Kai, yes.
Every time they get a chance. So, and I guarantee you, this is not the only company. Wells Fargo is fucking huge. That's why we know, because there are way too many leaks, right? There are other companies that are out there. You know we're looking at you, talent acquisition professionals. You had better get your shit in line, because this, especially in this economy, with job seekers who are looking to do better for other humans, it's going to come out. You can't fucking hide.
If you bank with Wells Fargo and you are in the recruiting human capital industry,
and you're in DEI,
I want you to march right into your Wells Fargo, close your account, and tell them why you're doing that.
Tell them Chad and Cheese sent you.
Wells Fargo does not do business in the great state of Indiana. Yeah. Otherwise, I would open up an account and then close it and tell them why I was closing it. This is so absurd that I'm a little bit beyond words that this happened. Now, yeah, it is allegations, but we're talking about the New York Times, who checks their sources.
Who actually does reporting.
Regardless of your political beliefs.
Yes.
The New York Times is a reputable source. Boycott Wells Fargo if you are in the human capital management space.
Yes.
Period.
And I have to say, once again, if you are in DEI, if you're a CDO, if you're anybody who cares about equity and inclusion, exactly what Joel just said, march into that fucking bank. Do your research on where you put your money, but take that money out, put it somewhere else. They do not deserve your business.
I'm so fired up. We need to take another break.
Woo!
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
All right, Chad, there's a startup we need to mention.
Is it OnlyFans?
We're in Vegas. I'm OnlyFans, debauchery, porn, sin, weed, drugs. I'm to my limit, so I can't talk about it anymore.
You're needed out.
I can't do it.
Okay,
I can't do
you.
It.
No, I got you. Yeah.
Let's talk about Work Reels.
Who?
Work Reels, as in movie reels, video.
No, okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Recently launched Work Reels aims to be TikTok for recruiters.
What?
God help
what?
Us.
What?
The
what?
Company claims to be the world's first video storytelling platform, built specifically for recruitment and employer branding teams. Maybe they haven't heard of Video My Job. I don't know.
Or Job Pixel.
Yes. Unlike Video My Job, however, Work Reels is unique in this way. Professional editors transform approved recordings into videos optimized for social media, a jobs page, or any location frequented by a company's likely job seekers. The Work Reels branded player makes sharing and embedding videos easy across LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, according to the company. Chad, is this the real deal or another wannabe?
It's obviously a wannabe, but I mean, you've got to appreciate companies who are trying to leverage all these huge outlets for the possible distribution and whatnot. The hard part about this is, every company that has done well on TikTok, it was through a personal account. yep. of an employee.
Costco.
Yes. Not from
Williams.
A not from a corporate account, from a personal account. So I think if they can actually harness employees to be able to share this type of information, I think they can do it. But here's the problem. It's not organic. Everything that we've seen from all those successful players have been organic because employees want to do this, not because they're told to, because they want to. So I believe, unfortunately, this is a great idea that will flounder and crash and fucking burn.
TikTok is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
But you're totally right about the organic nature of TikTok.
It's got to be genuine.
How many corporate videos have you seen that just suck? Like, you're competing with animals eating each other, big booty Latinas.
And HR Manifesto.
Yes.
She is fucking legit.
That's the competition.
Yeah.
So you got to bring your A game when it comes to social media videos today.
Yeah.
So that's not on Work Reels. That's on the employer.
Right.
What I like about Work Reels is they literally send your video to professional videographers, editors, to, I guess, TikTok the video, right? Make it fun. I don't know what they're going to do.
Way too polished, dude. Way too polished.
I don't know. They could pull it off. We haven't seen these videos.
You're right.
If you have a organic video from an employee talking about what it's like to work at your company, why they love it, and you send it to these editors, and they TikTokify it.
Yes.
It could work. I'm saying there's a chance, but a slim chance.
What I would like to say is there's a little company called Skill Scout who Elena Valentine, who was actually the MC of this event.
And her shoe game is tight.
Her
Let
shoe
me just
game
say that.
And her bum bag game is tight,
her
right?
Fanny pack
her
is tight.
Well, yeah, they call it bum bags over where I'm from.
They changed it to bum bags.
Because fanny means something different in Europe.
I feel a new LinkedIn poll coming. Is it fanny pack or bum bag?
Anyway, we'll get into the whole anatomical pieces there in a minute. Elena Valentine, Abby Cheeseman, Skill Scout, right? Those individuals are in this space. They get this space. And if you're going to send your videos to a company, send it to them because they know what to fucking do with it because it's genuine. They know, right? I don't have confidence in a company that is just popping up fucking out of nowhere. I just don't.
I got no voice left. What a great week. Thank
Nina.
You, Unleashed. Thank you, Calm.
Thank you, Calm.
Cheers, everybody. So many fans. So much love. We out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? The podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue. Nacho. Pepper Jack. Swiss. So many cheeses. And not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.